Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, who I will call Peter in just a few moments, is joining us, and we're going to talk about loan modifications. Now, we are not the attorneys, I know that, but it may seem strange to you to have bankruptcy and loan modification in the same conversation. He is our bankruptcy attorney, but he's coming today to talk with us about loan modification. And I'm going to throw another word in there, too, because things have been strange. I'm curious if COVID is the reason that this conversation is needing to be had. Does it need to be said? Hey,
yes,
Peter, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you for talking with me today. I always enjoy talking to your audience. So, yes, the answer is yes. The updates on loan modifications are a result of COVID. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay.
Hmm. All right. Well, Peter, get us started. I'm taking out my pen and paper.
Yeah. So there's quite a few. The last time I had read, it was something like 17% of all mortgages in the United States were in default right now. So that's a large number. And so obviously it's stressful for the banks as well as in the lenders as well as the homeowner because what's going to happen to all those defaults. So what they're doing is they're streamlining the process to modify the loans. And here's some dates to remember. So originally it was as of February that the foreclosures could commence again for people that were in default. And now they've extended the date to June 30th. Okay?
Okay.
So a homeowner that's behind on their mortgage has until June 30th in order to somehow get current. Now, they're setting this up with not all of the lenders, but some of them, or it's basically a streamlined process where you just go online and they will automatically take the missing payments and add them to the back end of the loan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if your loan was scheduled to be paid off, let's say in 2030, it would not be paid off until 2031. Okay. So let's say the 12 missing payments would go to the end of the loan. So what they're trying to do is make it easy so that there's not lots of applications to fill out like were in the old days. I mean, the old days are still the old days here now, but you'd have to fill out all these applications and submit documents. So they're making it easy right now. So basically, if you were affected by COVID somehow and were not receiving your full wages, you'll be able to obtain a streamlined loan modification process. And you do not need an attorney for that. You don't need any assistance. They'll work it out on their own. Okay? What I would say to everyone is to contact, if you fit into this classification of people that have been behind since COVID, contact your lender and find out if there's a streamlined process to obtain a loan modification. Okay. Now, if you were behind on your mortgage before March 1st of 2020, you're not going to qualify for this program, and you might have a problem.
Oh, it had to happen during.
Yeah, so in other words, if your problems predate COVID, this process is not going to assist you. So what I would do, and then you're gonna have to look into either doing your regular loan modification. And if that's the case, I'd get to work on it now. I wouldn't wait until after June 30th. Okay, so let's talk about the classifications of people, again, to be sure. One is those borrowers that affected post-March 1st. And I'm not sure the exact date. It may be an exact date. It may be the February payment, but it's either February or March. Whatever that payment is and that the individual lenders work off of, if you can demonstrate that you are unable to pay as a result of COVID, then you'll automatically get a loan modification. You can do it without a lot of documents. If you're not part of that group and you're just before, then you need to start looking at a loan modification. Now, if your income does not support being able to afford your payments after July, then you want to consult a bankruptcy attorney at that point, and they might be able to assist you. Because if you're not going to be able to afford this home for whatever reason, COVID or not COVID, then you're going to have to figure out a plan B. Okay? And it's pretty self-evident whether or not you're going to get a loan modification or not, because if you cannot make the current payments, the payments that you're supposed to be making, then you're not going to qualify. They're not going to accept you if your income is dropped where you can't make your payments. They're fairly receptive to assisting someone if they have the income to support the current payments. Okay,
and yeah, that
towards,
is it
towards the back. Okay,
yeah.
If you're one of those folks, otherwise, then it's not going to work. Okay.
Okay. So, but let me back up. You said if they're getting behind on their mortgage happened during COVID or as a result of COVID, they may have an opportunity to get a loan modification, so they would need to contact to see. But if it's not due, I'm sorry, go ahead, because I was trying to get it straight.
Three groups of people.
Okay.
Group number one has had a problem just since COVID started. Okay, that's number one. They're going to get a no document modification, no questions asked.
Oh, I'm glad I did ask a question.
No
document, no mod. All right.
Okay. Now, that's right now only for some of the lenders. I'm sure they're all going to do
some.
It at some point, but they need to talk to the lender.
Okay? All right.
So if you're in group one, don't worry. It's going to work out. Group two, those individuals that were behind before. Okay?
Okay.
If they're able to pay their mortgage payment, let's say your payment is $1,500 a month, $1,500, and let's say you can afford it, and then you can afford a little bit towards what was the arrears from before, then you'll most likely get a loan modification, but you're going to have to go through all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So that'll be with paperwork. Okay.
Okay? And file an application. I hope you get accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Group three is those that can't afford their payment right now.
Okay. I mixed all three of the groups together. I'm glad we did that. Okay.
Group three is...
Don't be in group three.
I have no money. I can afford $1,000 a month, but I can't afford $1,500 a month. They need to talk to a bankruptcy attorney, okay, who can help.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? So those are the three groups of people that are out there. Okay?
All right. Well, but they still have help, though. So I hope I'm not cutting into
Absolutely.
What you're saying. You have more for us, because I don't want to run my mouth.
Right. All right. You just got to figure out what group you're in, okay?
Right, and they still have help. You do this every time that we talk. It's, okay, you can do this or you can do this. And we're still working on bankruptcy not being a bad word, because it's not that they're totally out of luck. They'll get to talk with you and work with you, because also – if you're behind on a bill, and this time we're talking about a mortgage, and you happen to be, you know, let's say category number two, you're behind, but you could pay a little to catch up, what would life be if you didn't have to pay to catch up, if there was another option? I'm not saying get out of anything, but with you, Peter, I've learned that there are some other options, more things to consider. And it helps, the older I get, to realize that life is not just right or wrong. It's one right answer and one wrong answer. There are many options, and you got to see what size fits for your situation, you know.
Right.
So
yep, you got it.
There's an option. You may not be able to use the loan modification. And get my tongue together. You may not be able to use the loan modification, but there is some help. But today we are talking about if you are to use the loan modification, who's that person that would be able to do that? And that's one of the things that you would tell us anyway if we came to you and weren't quite ready for a bankruptcy or we didn't need a bankruptcy. You would still tell us what we could do, and we didn't have to come and work with you. So this is along the lines of what you do. This is straight in line with what you do. Okay. Look, I was looking for there to be like a sharp turn. I was like, well, Peter, you do this. This is what you tell us anyway. So there are other options. So for someone who wants to talk it out, because you don't know on your own, I could sit at home and say, well, maybe this did happen, you know, outside of COVID. But if I have a conversation, even if you contact Peter and talk with him, he can reverse engineer it for you. You know, it's not your job to commit this to memory. He went to school for this. And just like I ask questions during each discussion we have, call and ask questions, because I don't know your situation, and your situation could be different from the one I had years ago and different from anyone that you've known that's ever had to recover, because that's what bankruptcy and loan modification and any other term that Peter shares with us that resets our financial situation. So you don't know until you talk with someone. And I want to tell you, I want to admit to you that I know it's embarrassing. And we feel like we should know these things already and we should not be in this place. But life happens, and this is a tool that you can use, and you can hand it off to someone else and say, listen, a friend of mine, wink, wink, was in the situation, and this is what they did. You may want to follow these steps to recover for yourself. And recovery feels a lot better to me than saying I failed and I have to undo this failure. It's a recovery because you're going to continue with your life. It's just this part had a stop. So I'm enjoying this. And you're doing exactly what you normally do. You give us options.
One thing you want to consider is that the banks really want to do something. They really want to work with you. So if you have the income to support it, they're there to help you. They're not your enemy.
Okay. Now, that's another B word, bank. That's not a bad word.
Nope.
We'll have to talk some more about that then, because, yeah, you do get nervous because they're going to take something from me and they're going to tell me no, you know. So it is unnerving. Well, tell people how to get in touch with you outside of our discussion time here.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine. So they can reach me at DagaLawOffice.com on my website, or they can call me at 508-771-7444. And that's Daigle, D-A-I-G-L-E.
Thank you so much. And until next time, have a super day.
You too, Catherine. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.